I think that, you know, and this is witnessed across the board, across the country, and it was very obvious from our party conference at the weekend that the issue of housing is the number one issue, you know, and it's the number one issue for us as a party going forward. People are struggling, and people are struggling to live, you know, because of rents. People are stuck at home with their parents. People are, they can't afford anywhere to live. We know that record homelessness is still on the rise. But despite this, the government are sending out numbers, spinning numbers really, to say that things are getting better and things are improving. And in fairness, there has been some strides in Sligo County Council to build social and affordable homes. But there's still like 8.4 million is being transferred out of public purse into the hands of private landlords. Like, why can't that be used to build public and affordable land, or public and affordable houses on public land? So as a party, like as part of our conference at the weekend, housing was the major issue that we spoke about. And like Ivana Bacik actually described it as a civil rights issue of our generation. So we've come up with some very, very good ideas. A big one has been tackling dereliction, and giving more, the councils more power to tackle dereliction, but also to try to change the Land Development Agency into a national construction company so that we can start building houses ourselves, you know, so the state can actually start building public and affordable houses.
But are the government not already trying to tackle dereliction with the vacant and dereliction scheme that seems to be quite popular in Sligo and elsewhere?
It is, but there's a lot of loopholes with it. There's a lot of red tape attached to it that it's just not accessible for everyone either. Like, they have made, in fairness to Sligo County Council, it has made strides. You know, there have been some improvements, but it's not quick enough. There's still 30-year-olds living in their parents' bedrooms, you know, and there's still childhood bedrooms in their parents' houses. It's not fast enough, and I don't think the government have ramped it up as much as they should. I think if their own targets weren't as ambitious as they should have been.